yesterday, what I spoke about yesterday has a far-reaching implication. Let me tell you something from Rav Palm, and how the chayro, what we learned yesterday, would be a raya to it. Rav Palm was machmir la'atzmai, not la'aterim, but he personally was machmir on Yom Kippur, not to use hot water. Sink. And he's not to turn on the hot water and to sink on Yom Kippur. Why was he machmir? What's the malachim turning on hot water in the sink? It's bishul. And bishul is mutter for the tzarchei Yom Kippur. No, it uses, in Brooklyn, there's no pump. You talk about the boiler, you know, as far as the water falling in, there's no issue. As far as the pump, the hot water tank going on, probably depends how your tank works. A simple hot water tank probably doesn't use electricity or boil at night. But anyway, it's very different to question of Dr. Sharon Scadden. The pump is machmir for different reasons. Instead, let's say, what? Okay. Well, let's say your tank holds 60 gallons of water. So you turn on the water, you take out a gallon, the 61st gallon that falls in cooks. Cold water falls in the tank cooks. And that last gallon of water you're not going to use on Yom Kippur. That you're going to use after Yom Kippur. So it's a bishul, not for Tzarech Yom Kippur. So what do we do? How come developers make them? Can't use it on Yom Kippur. No, you won't. Because when you use the 61st gallon, then the 121st gallon is going to be falling in. You can't use it, because when you use that 61st gallon, every time you use 1 gallon, there's 1 more gallon. You're always going to be... You'll never use it all up. It's like running on a treadmill. You're never going to catch up with yourself.
So
the belt, the reason the belt is nakel, because they hold, or we hold, that itself is a tzaira. It's a tzaira. I need the 61st gallon to fall in order for the first gallon to come out. Because if new water won't fall in, old water won't fall out. You follow what I'm saying? If you turn off the water, then the water won't come out. It's the water pressure that pushes it up. So if you need that 61st gallon to fall in to push out the first gallon. That's what we call tzara shaluli. It's a need, but it's a like a negative need. It's not that I need it; it's that I need it because of what it does. It's a chumrah because they nish. It's hard to say that it's awesome. So Rav Palm was machmir l'atzmai. I was with him when someone asked him the shayla, and he said the belt is nakel. That was his answer. But they said, you're allowed to do this and this, which was also totally it. He said, I didn't say the belt. He said, I think the minhag harabbanim is to be nakel. The minhag haposkim is to be nakel. So it's machmir for himself and not for others. Yesterday we learned, I spoke out of Berachas Avraham. It's by Kiddur and Kirtzah. Berachas Avraham asked that the Chabura is a malacha which is mutar on Yom Kippur. Shkita is a malacha which is mutar. So what's the problem with combing the animal? That you might make a Chabura, but Chabura is mutar on Yom Kippur. So he answered that in a chinami Chabura is mutar on Yom Kippur, that you need the Chabura. Hey, you don't need the chabur. You need the combing. This combing makes a chabur. If you don't need the chabur itself, it's not a heter. That teretz of the Berachas Avraham would seem to be a raya lahachmir. That even if you're doing a malacha, which is the etzem of davar hamutar, but if you're doing it in a manner which is where you don't need the malacha itself, you only need what's coming out of the malacha. Is it similar? I think it's very similar. It would be a raya lahachmir. So I don't know, unless there's another teretz on the Bechus of Aharon's Kasher. Could be there's another teretz on the Bechus of Aharon's Kasher, because it was really...
What? You need the...
Assuming that when people come they make chaburis, it means I can't come unless I'm going to make chaburis. Right, so whatever chashash it is, I can't come without having a chashash chaburis. You can't do one without the other, no. So is that better or worse? It's worse. Here I have to have it, and by the chabura it might not even happen. Think what you're saying. Let's say it would be a vada that when you call it a chabura, then you're asking it's mutter. You say since it might not happen, it should be better? Because it's not tied to it, as you say. It's not really tied to it. It's not really connected. You don't need to cook either. I need the water to push out the other one. It's just I got to cook. If I take a ladle and ladle it out, I could get the water out a different way.
Well, you could have a stove, you have hot water. If you do come in on the show, would it be awesome or mutter?
That's the kasha. The kasha is it should be mutter. And the parrot says, no, because it makes a... You don't need a chabur.
That's
the only way. The same discussion. But he's saying it's different. He's saying the chabur is not part of the kol. It's something I don't want. I really don't want it, but it just happens. There, the other water falling in. I don't want
the other water. I want to take out my water. The only way to do it is to get the water.
I want the water to go in, but I don't want the water to cook. The 51st guy, I don't care if it cooks. It's the answer, I don't care. No, the stove you can use it. This only. But that's okay, because it's really b'shiur. You can't say we're sharing the extra gallon for using any part of that extra gallon. Any part of it. Yeah, well, I say that the liquids mix with each other. There's some of the inside. I don't need that to be first down. I don't need it. It's true. I'll use it. So it seems to be a danger. Okay. The last two lines of the Mishnah, Rav Gamliel, Laimer Chulin Nechalin Kala Arba V'Truma Kol Chamesh. The stuff in Betzila Shesh. Rav Gamliel argues only one Nekuda, and he says you can eat Truma Kol Chamesh. Why? Why can more make it by Truma? So there's a brisker Rav, which I spoke out once upon a time in the Dalit, and he says that even in Rabbi Yehuda said Toilin Kol Chamesh. What does Toilin Kol Chamesh mean according to Rashi? Toilin? You don't do anything. No, they're not. You don't Toilin Kol Chamesh. You let it just hang around the whole Chamesh. The Rambam learned Toilin means that it's referring to Truma and Kachim. That chulin you could burn kol chamesh red, but truma kachim toilin koma. You know, I burn truma kachim in the fifth hour. You have to wait till the sixth hour. Toilin, you let it hang. You let it hang around till the sixth hour. That's toilin kol chamesh. That's the sheet that's around. And on that, the brisker rav is the kasha. That what do you gain by letting the truma hang around the whole fifth hour? It's a time that it's mutar b'hanah. But truma kachim, you can't have enough of Truma and Kachim. Because Truma and Kachim, you're only allowed to have enough from them kedarka. You're only allowed to have enough from them in a normal manner. So you can't feed it to your behemoth. You can't use it as oil in your lamp. So what do you, why do you gain by holding it Hochamesh? There's no Eitzen of Heter Hanah. That was the Brisker Rav's kash. The Truma, the whole fifth hour, you gain nothing by letting it hang around. So L'chayra, we could use that to explain Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel said, you're allowed to eat Truma Kol Chamesh. Why are you allowed to eat Truma Kol Chamesh? Why should Truma be different than Cholin? The answer is, Cholin, you could still use, you could have an Afra, you don't have a Hefsid. You don't have a total Hefsid from it. Truma, you're going to have a total Hefsid if you offer it Bachila the fifth hour. And that we already said yesterday for the Rishash, that to be mastered a person Lagami Chazal weren't Gaiza 2 hours. And Rishash said that why is Rachila 2 hours, Isana is 1 hour? Because Isana is the Drabana, because Drabana didn't want to be mastered, a person should take a total loss. Certainly for Truma, it's going to be a total loss in the fifth hour. So the Brisker Rav Kasha gives us an understanding of Rav Gamliel. That's Rav Gamliel. The Brisker Rav Kasha is the Kasha Rav Yehuda. But at least to understand Rav Gamliel, who said Truma Kol Chamesh, now we understand. Because there's no Baichul that they said, you can have another whole fifth hour, no big loss. By Truma, there's no way of having Hanah. Because you can't use Truma for anything except eating anyway. So the Neila Chazal were not there eating Kol Chamesh, they were not eating Truma. The Brisker Teretz is only based on Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Gamliel is not necessarily so. Might be true anyway, but it's not necessarily so. Okay, let's start the Gemara. Tanan Hasam. We learned in Sanhedrin. Now listen to this. Echad Aymer B'Shnayim B'Chaydish, Echad Aymer B'Shloisha. Two witnesses come. One says that this happened on the second of the month, and one says that on the third of the month. They do some Kayem. You hear this? Two Eidim come. One says that the second day of the year, one says the third day of the year. So we say one of them made a mistake in which day of the month it was. He didn't know if they were Ma'abed the Chaydish or not. The Chiddish. The same thing, Echaraim B'Shvay Shecharaim Behei. I do some, I'm sorry, Echaraim B'Shvay Shecharaim Behei. Once it's the third of the month, once it's the fifth of the month, they do some betela, because the person doesn't make a 2 month mistake. What does that mean? So Tosis tells us in Sanhedrin that what says Lashon Ruba Dinshi Ivdi Detoy Bibur Diach. How does that say? Right people make mistakes in Ibur Diach. So explain that to me. What does that mean? Right people make mistakes. In what? Between the 30th day and the 31st day of Rosh Chodesh. Right people make a mistake. Is it possible that right people can make such a mistake? I don't think it's physically possible for right people to make a mistake.
Are
they used to use whatever they used to use. It's not possible because even if you just flip a coin, it's 50-50. No? Let's say you close your ears, you don't listen to Bezdin, you lock yourself in a room, and you have no idea if Bezdin was Ma'abed HaChaydish. And you just pick. Aren't you going to be right 50% of the time? There's only two possibilities. Rosh Chodesh, you're 30 days a month, 31st day a month, right? How could right people make mistakes? How dumb could people be? Even if they don't listen to anybody, nobody tells them, they just guess it's 50-50. There's got to be at least one person, 1% of people, that find out where Rosh Chodesh was. Some more than 1%. But even if there's only one person, the Klal Yisrael, that cares where Rosh Chodesh is, so you have 51% that are going to get it right. Kasha Bali. How's it possible to say right people make it to us before
the question is why right people? We know that right people forget. I mean, that's unreal.
But it can't be that right people, even if right people make a mistake, right people don't realize they're still going to be right half the time. That right. But it's not a mistake to Bezdin. It's not also to Bezdin. He says that because he says it today.
50-50%
chance.
But it's right that people
think
that
it's 50-50%
chance.
You
might
be
right.
No,
I don't see it.
It's right, don't know. Someone writes you a letter, he puts a date on top. Odds are more than 50% the date is right. You know why? Because 50-50 if you would have made a mistake or not, if you were the Yarfa. And 1% of people just no. So it can't be. That's it. Right people might make mistakes. What does that help me though? I have two people in bed. One says it happened on Facebook. I just look at it. What? Each one. Well, we're assuming only one of them made a mistake. So that's another kasha. Now listen, there's another kasha. This kasha is asked by the first kasha. I don't know who asked it, except I think everybody should ask it. What? What about what you're saying? So that I'm answering you. This is two people you're saying. So that was a penny said. You said that what? Yes, you're saying the right people make a mistake sometimes. Abidi. Why does that help me? I don't care if he makes a mistake sometimes. I care. This agent is it most likely he made a mistake? Okay, one second. Yeah. There's a second kasha, which is the Adramaya. He says, if right people make a mistake, so one of them said Beis B'chayis, one said Gimel. So the one who said Beis really meant Gimel. And then the one who said Gimel really meant Dalet. Because right people get it off by because of Yibur the Yarka. So again, Beis is Mechashis. No? If you say right people make a mistake, they got it wrong. Right people think there's only one Jewish fight, there's really two. So these right people on the second day think it's the first, on the third day think it's the second, etc. So the one who said Beis, he made a mistake, it was really Gimel. The one who said Gimel, really Dalet. So if I think you're in bad shape, no? If right people make a mistake, so then both of them made a mistake, so then you're in bad shape again. Yeah, that only makes sense if you don't say right people make a mistake. If you say right people make a mistake, it doesn't make sense. If the alien will answer the kasha, you'll be right.
Maybe the shot is the same. When right cases, when one person says one day, the other person says the other day, one of them is
the same. That's how it's going up, shot in the Gemara. That Tysus doesn't mean most people make mistakes. Normally, two people walk into bed. Let me ask you, let's say you both say Beis B'chaydish. Let's say you both say Beis B'chaydish. Doesn't Bezin accept that it happened Beis B'chaydish? Let's say two of them say, on Beis B'chaydish, Reuben kills you. Someone's mazim then. You were with us, Beis B'chaydish. Do we say, oh, Avivi D'Toy, it was really given? No. Normally, when two of them agree on something, we say they got it right. The question is, two of them came. One said Beis B'chaydish, one said Gimel, and all their other Eidus, they were B'chuvan. Everything else they got right. So we have two choices. Either one of them is lying, or one of them is making a mistake before the Acha. Between those two choices, right, in such a situation, I'm not lying, I'm making a mistake. You follow what I'm saying? Right people, once you get to such a situation, where there's a contradiction between the witnesses, so something happened unusual. Either someone's a crook, or else someone's making a mistake. So a mistake, before the act, there's more shriyat than that they're crooked. That's what the Yad Ramah says. Ramah says, with his regulating Ladava, with his reason to say it, then we're titled better in a mistake rather than in what? Well, that's what Tysus brings down from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara says Sanhedrin learns from here that even by the end of Pashas, you go Basarai. But it is type of Ragadah. You go Basarai. Ragadah is one more in the Kuda. We ask them which day of the week it was, right? We ask them which day of the week. So what's the case? They said the same day or different days? The same day. So he said the same day of the week, and one of them said Beis B'chaydish, and one of them said Gimel B'chaydish. In such a case, we say Reuben Inchi Toy. Makes a lot of sense. They got the day the same. The Eidus was the same. The mocking was the same. Everything, the whole Eidus stemmed. Even the day was the same. They all said it was Monday. And we know Monday was, let's say, Gimel B'Chaydish. So if the toss of when Rosh Chaydish was would explain the other witness who said days, so we say that that was a mistake. The governor was savage. If we ask them what's the day of the week, okay, so hold on, on your days I'll mention that. What? So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that's only half the month. The second half of the month, this doesn't apply. Once the second half of the month comes around, we figure that people got the calendar straight away. And there's no such term as a cyclopedia. Let's just learn the Gemara, and then we'll see what's the main issue here. But we have to go through the cases in order to get it straight. Echadim b'shloisha, The last narrow line. Eida echadim b'shloishais, echadim b'shloishais. It is a kayem. Because people make a mistake of how long. The Gemara discusses what that means. Echadim b'shloishais, echadim b'chamish. This is a betera. Give her a name. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, it is a kayem. Echadimer b'chamesh, echadimer b'sheva. One says before noon, one says afternoon. It doesn't b'tevah. Shebechamesh, chama b'mizrach. B'sheva, chama b'maris. Nowadays, nobody would have a clue where the sun's supposed to be in the sky. But before they had watches, people knew where the sun's supposed to be in the sky. So nobody would make such a silly mistake that when the sky's in the east, to think it's the afternoon. So it may look. So this is the end of this Mishnah. So Abai attaches. Amar Abai. Shatim Salayma. When you figure it out, it comes like this. The Diver Emeya in Adam Tevel Eklom. Emeya says, when a person says Eidus, doesn't mean people never make mistakes. It means when a person says Eidus, he has no room for mistakes. Got to be straight. Diver Yehuda Adam Tevel Chatzi Shah. The Diver Emeya in Adam Tevel Eklom. Maisa Kihava, the Mephik Tati Yomayot Plus. One said the second hour, one said the third hour. We that side probably happened at the end of the second, which is the beginning of the third. Hada kam shtai in b'sayv shtai. Hada kam shalosh b'tchila shalosh. The Dibur Rabbi Yehuda on Taya Chatzi Shah. Why? Because Ma'isa ki haba b'pal... And it's going on the next case. One that said three and one that said five. Ma'isa ki haba b'pal gadar ba. Here for the fourth hour. Ba'ay du kam shalosh b'sayv shalosh. He meant the beginning of the fourth hour. Ketay pal gadar shayt ala kamay. Ha'ay du kam chamish b'tchila chamish. Which is Katay Pag Shalachurei. So the most a person makes mistakes, like Abaya is a half an hour. Ikadi Amri Amar Abaya, Shtusan Devar Ameya, Adam Taya Mashu. I don't know why the difference Adam Taya Mashu and Adam Taya Vodai Kolom. But anyway, the Devar Rabbi Yehuda Adam Taya Shal Mashu. Devar Ameya Adam Taya Mashu, Maitha Kabad Ibisay Shtaim Oi, Betchila Sholish, Chabi Naya Taya Mashu. Devar Rabbi Yehuda Adam Taya Shal Mashu. Maitha Kihava Ibisay Sholish, Betchila Sholish. So this is the Lashon, at least so far in the Gemara. This is according to Abaye. It means that people who say Eidus and Bezdin, we don't allow them, we don't allow for a mistake. If you say Eidus and Bezdin, you have to be precise. Once we start saying you made a mistake, we throw out the Eidus. We don't allow in Eidus and Bezdin, because people, we know people make mistakes. The question is the Stavka dealing the Fashis, or is there dealing Mammon as well? So I think we will talk about it on Monday. We only have Trisha Vakira by the Fashis, but you need Eidus Shefi Chalazima by Mammon. So we're going to get to that on Monday. Yeah.
Only one person can make a mistake.
Yeah, with the second Shabbat, we assume one person made a mistake, and according to the second Shabbat, we assume one person made a mistake. That's part of the Ikidiyami, the foolish eyes. Rabbah comes along and he says more. As well, for the break of Yehuda, Amr Shmaita Kameda. Rabbah Amr, Ma Iluda Kina Bahani Sadi. If we be Medai, Haide Kama Shalish B'Tchila Shalish, Haide Kama Chamish B'Sayf Chamish, Ma Veidz B'Cheshes, Hoi Katlina, Anon Neka B'Nikdu, Mistake. He said, person makes a 1 hour mistake, and when he said three, he meant the end of the third. He said five, he meant the beginning of the fifth. You can't do that. You can't say on your own you meant the end of the third. Rachman Amar b'shaftei ha'eda v'tzilai ha'eda. El Amar Rav. You can't say, if he said the third hour, you can't say he's the end of the third. You have to be chayshim at the beginning. And therefore, the Divrei Amei Adam Tayyash Shtei Shais, Chasam Hashu, Divrei Yehuda Adam Tayyash Shtei Shais, Chasam Hashu, Divrei Amei Adam Tayyash Shtei Shais, Chasam Hashu, why? Ma'asik Yehava Adam Tayyash Shtei Shais, Chasam Hashu, Divrei Yehuda Adam Tayyash Shtei Shais, Chasam Hashu, Divrei Yehuda Adam Tayyash Shtei Shais, Chasam Hashu, Ma'asik Yehava Adam Tayyash Shtei Shais, Chasam Hashu. So these are basically three and ways of analyzing the Mishnah, and you come out according to the biggest shita. The Meir says Adam Tayyash Deshais, the Rebbe says Shalosh Shais. There's a famous line of the Nagel of Yehuda who once went to a shir and apparently didn't like it. It was a shir for a couple of hours, and afterwards a person gave the shir, went over to him, and he said, "I like my shir." He said it was like Rebbe Yehuda, but it's interesting with Meir. What are you talking about? He mentioned not Rebbe Yehuda, not Rebbe Meir. He says, "Yeah, but it was a 3-hour shir." Rebbe Yehuda says Adam Tayyash Shalosh Shais. Meir says, "I'm not going to tell you Shal Shai." So it's still Rabbi Yehuda, it's still Rabbi Meir. But this whole sugya has one main kasha, which I think anybody who learns this Gemara with careful mind asks, assuming that when you learned this, it occurred to you that instead of saying, "I'm going to tell you like this and like that," why don't we just ask it? Why don't we just ask it? I mean, why don't we're sitting here pulling our beards and saying, "Well, this person made a mistake in including the article. This person didn't. This person made a mistake. The son was right. The son was later. Why can't you ask him?" You bore the article, we certainly could ask him. You bore the article, we can't ask him. Bore the article, we don't
know. Have this kind of week, so we know, like, we already know that they're, since they already, once you know they want their Monday, as soon as they're already making a mistake in the day, once you know it, everyone doesn't know it.
Well, why don't we ask him? Do you know how much Chayvish was? It takes us to answer the question. What takes us to answer?
Go answer right. So we don't have to ask. Right? No. Dictate what it is. What else we ask?
It's not true. You have to be, if you, you have to be Mavar or something if you can. Right. You can just ask him. Why don't you just ask him? And he brought the ark, it's certainly Shvet. On the hours, I suppose you can ask him, why do you think it was 2 hours into the day? So, yeah, I mean, if he doesn't say anything, he said the sun was here and there. And, you know, we're not used to looking at the sun, he's looking at the sun for the time. The Teretz, the Teretz doesn't answer the question, the Teretz answers the test of our, the Teretz is that. Teretz says, and this is the side of this sugya, everything we're talking about, in the whole, this whole sugya till the Yomi days, is only on one topic. The topic is Kivan Shehihi Shuv Einai Chayzer Omaki. It's a halacha. Kivan Shehihi. When you say Eidus and Bezdin, Shuv Einai Chayzer Omaki, you can't go back and say anything different. If you walk into Bezdin, you say Rudy killed Shimon. The next day you come into Bezdin, you say, "I made a mistake. It wasn't Ruvain." We don't believe you. We throw you out. We kill Ruvain. As a matter of fact, there's even a case. Adam came, they said, "Reuven killed Shimon." They came back the next day and they said, "We were bribed to say it by his enemy," and they said the name of his enemy. They threw the Adam out and they gave Reuven Easter. Okay. What?
Can you clarify?
You have to clarify during the Haggadah. Once you say something in Bezdin, Kivan Shidish or Enechai Zomagi, we can't do that in Bezdin. We can't have people come and correct themselves. Once you say something in Bezdin, it's final. You can't do anything later. If you walk into Bezdin and two Eidim say Reuven killed Shimon, one of them says was Monday Bezdiyah, one says was Monday Shloisha Biyah. Reif tells us that they would tell you Bibur Biyah, and now we call them back and we tell the first person, "Do you know when Rosh Chodesh was?" And he says something that would mess up his Eidim. You're not going to believe him. He'll walk in, he'll tell, "Of course I knew he bore the Archa. I knew it. I checked it. I found it. I knew exactly what I was talking about. If I believe him now, I destroy his first Eidus." Kivan Shehigit Shavayna Chayzomah. Taisus says it. In Taisus Zayada, an important Taisus, But Taisa says it toward the end of the Taisa. Tech l'shaynai. Taisa says, "Dilayat lina basa ruba kivish hazaimer b'shnayim hazaimer b'shloisha miyad havalei mukhashim." If you hold that they're taisa each other, one says two, one says three, it's a stira. If he had the mechabna liyam echad, and later they come and they say, "I knew he bore the arif havalei chayzer omagin." Teda. Do I echad ay megimel? Echad ay mebehev? Do some betayla? Afa bishem mechabna liyam echad. Well, I mean, the tov b'shnei yiburim, the betray yiburim by tov inshi. Hashvina luru, chayzer omagin. First thing to say, that you can't come and fix what you said. Once you said it, you can't come later. Anything you say later doesn't, it's a different person. It's not the same person. You say hey, this and best and you finish, that's it. Nothing later can change what you said. Because we can't do that in best. Besen has to have every Haggadah say this, has to be a final Haggadah say this. There is an important Yisayit, and we're going to discuss this Yisayit, because it's really the main longest of the Sugya. But it's Negeya, specifically in this Taisvis, for the following Machlaikis Achrayim. It's a Machlaikis between the Tumim and the Decidus. The Cheshimish, the beginning of the Simuchav test. At what point, Kivan Shegan Shavena Chayzer Magid, at what point do we say, finished, you can't correct yourself anymore? At what moment? Is it when Bezer finishes questioning you? It's second to say. The machlokes is right. The machlokes is the Tumim holds that as soon as you say it's finished, you finish your sentence. Whatever you said till now, you can't change. Once you say it, it's finished. The Sivis says no. It's when they finish questioning you. They ask you Shevach Hakiris. Wait till the end of the Shevach Hakiris. All the questions they have to ask you at the end. So why did you say it? I said, Kasha, why did I say it? So now I have to explain myself. When I said it before, I mean, what am I going to say? I wasn't thinking. I made a mistake. Reuven killed Shimon. It just says, I'm just kidding. That's the question. I was thinking more of the case when he says it was based on Chaydesh, and then later he says, but it's based on Rosh Chaydesh being so-and-so. But you know, it's a good question. A person says in bed, did Reuven kill Shimon? I'm just joking. So, I'm not sure. Pagina Dibura, not totally. See, Pagina Dibura is something else. Pagina Dibura is that we can ignore what part of what he said. But it's not adjusting part of what it is. The Tumim and the Nesivis have this like is based on Taisa Zayada, the piece of the second half of Taisa Zayada, as well as Taisa Zayada. Taisa Zayada Pashtus says, Miyad, Havalei Mukhashim. As soon as you say it, Mukhashim. And you can't correct it, finish. Which is a right to the Tumim. As soon as you say it, it's over. What? No problem. I ask you which year, then I ask you which month, then I ask you which day. What's the problem?
So if I say...
If it's a contradiction...
Then, yeah, contradiction, then my first one stands.
So
what's the point of
it? It can't be a contradiction. Which year, which month, which day is not a contradiction. But if it's a day of a week, a day of a month, that could be a contradiction. And a chinami, if you're going to contradict yourself the day of the week, so we'll throw you out, not because you have karata, but because you didn't answer the Shiva Chakiris adequately. The same as Shiva Chazimah. But not because we accept your retraction. You're right, if a person really wants to retract and he's smart enough, he could. But he always could. He could just say, I refuse to answer the seventh Chakira and they'll throw him out. You have seven Chakira. The Taisis Be'ez Ayayim on the next time, we're going to be big Lamdon today, we're going to learn the Taisis before the Gemara. Okay, because Taisis just goes on Be'ez Ayayim. And you'll see right away the Raya from this Taisis. We ask him which day. Tema, Kivin Nekfar Kivnu Yayim Echad Mechaydash. Since they already said it's the same day of the month, they both said 10th of the month. Lama lama shmiru beiz ayayim. Why are we asking which week day? Somebody asked before. Halei afilu like kivnu beiz ayayim. Even if they're going to say a different weekday, habalei chayzer mamagidim. Then you chayav ma'aseh behenachik kedei dibur. What's Tosfos saying? First of all, Tosfos says take kedei dibur, you could have charata. This is lach kedei dibur, you can't have charata. This is a raya to the Torah. It's a raya that even while they're questioning you, you can't have charata. You better get a teretz. For perfect raya. Is it a raya from this Tosfos? What's Tosfos kasha? Once the two Eidim said the same day of the month, why are we asking them the day of the week? If they're going to be sicer what they said earlier, we won't believe them. In Adam Chayzer Magi. But it's the perfect riot for the Tumim. This is the Tumim's riot. The Tumim brings riot from these two Tyson. That even while they're questioning you, you can't be chayzer. What? What Tosfos is saying that we would retain the Eidus, not that we would throw out the Eidus. Tosfos is saying that once they were mechaven to the right day of the month, if later, once it's Monday, once it's Tuesday, we won't consider them close to each other because Chayzer Magidim. Tosfos is saying that we'll accept their Eidus even if they contradict themselves in the week, because now they're ruining their Eidus by a new Haggadah. You can't do that, it's too late. Alright, so Mitz Hashem, I guess on Monday we're going to come back. And see, this is Tachdes Aleph, and he deals with both types, and he has both rights.